This is Dr. Ali indicating his physical patient is Stokely, Stokely, James, James, date of birth 3/21/1941, place future care Sandtown Nursing Rehab, date of service 12/2/2023. History of present illness, this is a 82-year-old male. He has been admitted to the future care for continuation of his care. Patient has a multiple medical problem. Coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, colon cancer, status post resection, status post multiple revascularization surgery, and status post left AKA. Patient was transferred to future care Sandtown from the Homewood Nursing Rehab. At present, when I saw the patient, he's doing well. He denies any headache, dizziness. He has expressive aphasia. He's not a very good historian. Next line, next paragraph. Patient is well known to me from my office for many years. And initially, he was admitted to the Dr. Naeem, N-A-E-M, at this facility. But after discussion with Dr. Naeem, patient was transferred and was accepted by me for continuation of his care because patient known to me for many years. When I came to see the patient, he denies any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion, fever, chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Past medical history, number one, coronary artery disease, number two, GERD, number three, depressive disorder, number four, peripheral vascular disease, number five, history of PE, history of DVT. Next line, colon cancer, status post resection. Next line, GERD, history of gunshot injury to the femur. Surgical history, left above knee amputation, multiple revascularization surgery in the lower extremity, angioplasty, left leg. History of colonoscopy, diagnosis of colon cancer, subsequently resection of the colon cancer, history of cholecystectomy, social history, married, his wife passed away, no children, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse history, family history positive hypertension, sister has ESRD and hypertension. Aruva system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, pulmonary, no paralipsia. Patient is not a very good historian. He's able to answer some questions, but cannot give any detailed history. Allergies, none known. Current medications. Amlodipine, 5 mg daily. Tarnav, 500 mg, 2 tablets every 8 hours. PRN, Miralax, 17 gram daily. Aspirin, Aspercreme, 4% for the musculoskeletal pain. Multivitamin daily. Fluoxetine, 10 mg daily. Protonix, 40 mg daily. Gabapentin 100 mg, 2 capsules, 3 times a day, Senacort, 1 capsule daily, PRN for constipation, aspirin 81 mg daily, vitamin B12, 100 mcg PO daily, atorvastatin 10 mg daily, Lacardin lotion 12%, apply for the dry skin daily. a physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, answers the question, he does have a expressive aphasia but able to answer all the questions if you ask slowly. Awake, lying on the bed, no acute distress, blood pressure 122 over 68, pulse 68, temperature 97.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse ox 99%. Had arrhythmia, cardiomyopathic, cardiogenic, no ear nasal discharge, throat clear, no exit, neck support, GVD, chest non-tender, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bathroom positive, extremities left, AK, strength, healed well, right leg, no edema, no calf tenderness. Neuro, he's awake, he's alert, expressive aphasia, dysarthria, recent lab done, reviewed, sodium 142, potassium 4.6, carbide 106, CO2 27, glucose 76, BUN 16, creatinine 0.9, calcium 8.8. Assessment, patient has been admitted. Number 1, CVA, next line. Expressive aphasia, next line. Dysarthria, next line. Peripheral vascular disease, status quo left, AKA, next line. Ambulatory dysfunction, next line. Hypertension, next line. Colon cancer, status quo surgery, next line. History of peripheral vascular disease, next line. Neuropathic pain in the stump, left stump, next line. GERD, next line. Plan of care, next line. Will continue all his current medications. Care plan discussed with the patient. Cases also discussed with Dr. Naim, NAEM. Thank you.